Honorable Congreso, pueblo de México, protesto guardar y hacer guardar la Constitución política de los Estados Unidos Mexicanos.
That's the new president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, taking the oath of office at his inauguration in Mexico City on Saturday. The 65-year-old former mayor of Mexico City and three-time presidential candidate is now Mexico's 65th president. AMLO went through a laundry list of promises of what he hopes to accomplish during his six-year presidential term. They touched on everything from education to the war on drugs and ending corruption in government. On the line with me right now is KJZZ's senior field correspondent, Jorge Valencia. Welcome, Jorge.
Hey, good morning.
So, López Obrador made many, many promises to the people during his inauguration on Saturday. One of them was, of course, to fight corruption in government and drug violence. What in particular could AMLO do that would be different from the prior Peña Nieto administration?
This is one of the main issues that López Obrador campaigned on, not just this time around, but also the other two times that he has run for president. And so far, it's not exactly clear how he's going to go about doing that, because, in fact, it seems that he has taken steps backwards. One of the things that he said in recent days before taking office was that he was, to use a word, an expression in Spanish, which is borrón y cuenta nueva, we're going to start from scratch, which is had a lot of people confused because people were expecting him to come in very aggressively addressing corruption. Also, his party has taken measures to eliminate certain tribunals that were made specifically to fight corruption. So how exactly is he going about addressing this? It is not yet clear. We're still waiting to find out.
Well, he's established himself as a populist candidate, but different so from President Trump. He mentioned during his inauguration, primero los pobres, the poor people come first. How is he going to be able to reduce poverty in Mexico?
During his inauguration, he read out a list of 100 promises that he said he is going to keep. And if you were to synthesize a lot of what he says, it basically comes down to certain types of social programs, to increase pensions for the elderly, to increase help for single mothers, and then also some development programs that ostensibly could generate employment. I mean, he has some very ambitious plans to create a train in the Yucatan Peninsula in the southeast, basically by the Caribbean, for tourism. And there's also things that he's doing symbolically. I think perhaps one of the strongest symbols is that he moved the presidential residence out of the presidential estate, which is called Los Pinos, and now he's going to live in what's called National Palace, which is right in the heart of historic Mexico City, which is essentially much more modest quarters.
He's also said that he's going to sell the presidential jet. He said he's going to start traveling commercially and cut his salary by half. And from what I understand, he actually drove to his inauguration in a VW Jetta. Is that something that you think AMLO is going to continue through his presidency? Because I think every presidential administration in Mexico has always begun with good intentions, and it's always ended up in corruption. Looking ahead, looking into the crystal ball, do you think that maybe AMLO's administration, like so many others, may fall into corruption?
Well, I certainly do wish I had a crystal ball for this. But at least as of Saturday, it does look like he's going to go through these promises. One of the bullet points that he read out was he said the presidential plane, we're going to put it on sale on Monday. And he got lots of cheers for that. So is he going to follow through with this? So far, it looks like he will, but it's a little bit early to tell.
So one of the big issues in the news that López Obrador has put forth is completely changing the way that Mexico has established its energy policy. Peña Nieto pretty much opened energy to outside markets. And how is López Obrador going to be changing that?
A really interesting area, because one of the biggest promises that he has made is that he is going to build a refinery in the Gulf for the Mexican government. And this is basically one of the ways that he says that he's going to keep gas prices down. Now, of course, this type of investment is an investment that is a very long-term investment. It is very expensive. At the same time, there was, you know, maybe 20, 25 minutes later during his speech, he also made promises that he's going to invest in renewable energy. So it's a little bit unclear what exactly the central point of this energy policy is. If he's just going to, like, this privatization that the previous president, Enrique Peña Nieto, allowed, or if he's going to invest many resources into this refinery, which anybody in the oil industry could say that this could very easily suck just a large portion of the government's resources.
Now, one promise that López Obrador touched on during his inauguration that he didn't really expand upon a whole much was to establish a zona libre, a free zone. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about what that is? Is it sort of a direct attack on the Trump administration's efforts to close the border? Is López Obrador saying he wants to open the border?
It isn't a response to President Trump, but it is certainly being done because of how important of an economic presence the United States is for Mexico. So the way that I would reframe it, or I would say if we were talking to López Obrador on the line right now, he would call it the last curtain. That's how he called it on Saturday. This is the last curtain to stop people from migrating to the U.S. And so the way that he's doing it is that he's reducing taxes in this area that's along the border, basically on the other side from San Diego all the way to the other side of Brownsville. So he's reducing taxes there, and he's also going to double the minimum wage in that area. And so he says that this is a way basically to make this area more competitive. It's going to continue to attract investment from the U.S. For many, many years, we've seen American companies establish operations there, a variety of reasons, including more affordable labor. And so he says this is the last curtain. We're going to create more jobs so that people in Mexico will stay home. They will not have to migrate. And this is the last curtain so that they will not cross into the U.S.
Jorge Valencia is senior field correspondent with KJZZ. You're there in Mexico City. Thank you so much, Jorge, for spending some time with us.
You're welcome.